Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to video number 2, How to Vanquish Your Fears and Replace Them with Courage and Confidence, which is the second video of my, this is actually my third in the video series on anchoring success. So now we're going to lead you through some clearing and empowering processes. We're going to use the Tony Robbins erasure technique to take the emotional charge off of your past. where you felt disempowered, helpless, disrespected, rejected, fearful, etc. And we're going to create leverage to inspire you to success using Tony's, or should I say Charles Dickens's, A Christmas Carol Dickens technique. So, you are Ebenezer Scrooge, and you are also going to act as the ghost of your own Christmas past, present, and future. Now, the past is past, and there's nothing you can do to somehow miraculously change your past to change your present. But you can change your perceptions of the past and become empowered by the past rather than disempowered by it. And you can take the emotional charge off of the past. In other words, you're sort of emotional feelings about it. So first off, you need to understand that you created every second of your past. All the dramas and traumas, all the supposed mistakes, etc., based on your thinking and how you were trained to think. You created it all, but you didn't know you were creating it because no one taught you how powerful you are. And that your thinking creates your reality. So, give yourself a break about the past. You can't change the past, but you can change how you feel about the past. Now, think about one of your big past experiences that you feel regret about. That you felt betrayed, wrong, disrespected, felt victimized, disempowered, helpless, etc. Now imagine that experience like a Warner Brothers, Bugs Bunny, Roadrunner cartoon. Now you want to just kind of see that experience. You want to see it in animated, very colorful. Now run that experience backwards really, really fast. And then play, you know, funny Warner Brothers cartoon kind of music in the background. And then run it forward really, really fast. So faster, you know, like fastest Roadrunner ran. Fast, really, really fast. Funny music. Roll it back really, really fast. You know, so you're kind of just making it funny. And just let the emotions about it go. Now, and you can keep doing this over and over again when you're in your own time working on your own stuff. Now, regardless of the past, regardless of your past emotions, feel empowered now. Feel and know the clarity you have now. You have great clarity about what you want. By experiencing what you don't like and don't want about relationships, love, sex, money, career, business, work, family, friends, etc., you now have great clarity about what you do like and do want. So whatever this big trauma experience you're working on, or whatever big trauma experiences you work on in the future, what did you learn from them? Well, you learned, you got clarity about what you do like and don't, or you got clarity now about what you do like and do want because of your experiences of what you don't like and don't want. Now let's get some leverage on yourself. So you will naturally and easily head towards what empowers you rather than what disempowers you. Now write down your big fears and your big issues that you feel are hindering or blocking you or stopping you from experiencing the happiness, love, health, wealth, and freedom that you desire. You know, stop this video, stop this audio, and then, you know, take the time and write them down. Now, if you continue acting in your old fearful patternistic ways, and don't get ever over your fears, and you don't become empowered and courageous and confident to actually take action and achieve your dreams and your desires, how will you feel? How will it feel to not be able to achieve your dreams and desires? How will you feel about yourself? And if nothing changes in your life and you continue being fearful and struggling and not getting what you want and not achieving your dreams, how will that feel 5 years from now? How will that feel 10 years from now? And not only did things not get better, but because you didn't do anything, you didn't change anything in your life, things got worse. And you're missing out on the health and the wealth and the joy and the fun and the freedom and the love and the adventure and excitement that you want in your life. How does that feel to miss out on all that? You know, write all this stuff down. Be honest with yourself. What opportunities did you miss out on? What relationships and businesses and adventures and travel and abundance and love and excitement and sex and adventures have you missed out on? Feel the disappointment in yourself because you did nothing and changed nothing and did nothing new to improve your life, and things even got worse. And now you're even farther from your dreams. The money and the relationships and the fun and the freedom and the travel and the abundance and the joy is even farther away. Now go 20, 30, 40 years into the future. And you're a retirement age. And you have struggled your entire life because you never got over your fears. And you let your fears run your life and ruin your life. You didn't get the wonderful relationships. You didn't get the amazing career. You didn't help the people you wanted to help. You didn't build the businesses you wanted to build. You didn't create the amazing creations you wanted to create. Write those songs, paint those paintings, write those books. And now you're broke and trying to live on a meager, itty bitty pension. You got lots of time, but you got no money and no health to do anything. And your life is nothing but regret. So now you've got some serious leverage on yourself after leading yourself through this Dickens process and being the ghost of future. Now you got some leverage on yourself to get off of your lazy ass and do something that's going to empower your life. Now the fear of regret is greater than your measly, piddly fear of rejection or fear of failure or fear of ridicule or fear of success or fear of loss of money or fear of gain of money and being bad somehow because you've gotten wealthy, etc., etc. Now the pain of your old fears is nothing compared to the pain of not getting over them and achieving what you want. You've got leverage of the stick. You got pain leverage that is going to motivate you to avoid massive future pain from regret. And now you're going to get more leverage with the carrot. So we got the leverage with the stick, the pain. Now we're going to have some leverage with the carrot, with some pleasure. Now we're going to give you the leverage of pleasure rather than pain, so we have a double dose of motivation. Or in the case of pleasure, you're going to lead yourself with inspiration rather than motivation. The stick, the pain, motivates you to avoid the pain. Whereas the carrot, pleasure, inspires you to move towards pleasure. And because what you want, you know, will bring you joy when you're inspired by the gain of pleasure, you actually create what you know will bring you that joy, what will bring you that pleasure. The point is, get happy, and then you'll attract what makes you happy. Not create what you want, and then you'll be happy. So now we're going to be the ghost of future Christmases. Now imagine you have gotten over your fears that you're holding, that are holding you back from achieving your dreams to have amazing relationships and financial success and business success and health, etc. Imagine you got over your fears that are keeping you from achieving the health you want, the vitality you want, and the love you want, and the joy and freedom you want. Imagine you're now immensely empowered, immensely confident, immensely courageous. You know what you want, and you know how to get it. And every single day is an amazing, abundant, exciting, joyful adventure. Now, anchor in that feeling by clenching your fist and shaking it, saying yes. With utter excitement, say yes. And now when you encounter experiences similar to your fears, you're empowered by it. So when you have amazing experiences, go, yes! Or use some other anchor that works for you, that grounds that into your body. Say yes! Clench your fist and shake it. And say yes. Imagine now running into your old fear again. Whatever that is. Whether it's getting a no or being rejected, or an old fearful thought pops in. You get the feeling of doing some old addiction again. You feel a bit of the old fear. Shake your fist and go, yes! Feeling empowered. Feeling on top of the world. Because you've anchored those old... You've anchored success. So that when you encounter things that in the past would sabotage your success, you're now firing off a success feeling. You're happy. You're healthy. You're fit. You're strong. You're having fun. You're rich. And you've got the money in the house and the car and the boat and the time and the freedom and the travel. And whatever you want comes to you easily. Yes! Now you can write down a list of affirmations of what you want and then anchor those in. Anchor those in physiologically with excitement. Like feeling what it feels like to have those things. Feeling the feelings of the joys and the excitement of heaven. And anchoring that in. Write down in a positive state of I have it now style of affirmations. Like I am affirmations. I have now affirmations. I love the feeling of being, doing, and having style of affirmations. Affirmations that make you feel like a champion, a legend, a winner. And to help you along, I'm going to go through a few of my affirmations that I anchor in on a daily basis. And you can use these examples to write your own related to your values of your dreams and desires. So see and feel yourself being confident, clear, excited, having fun, on top of the world, the epitome of success. Confidence, posture, and clarity. See and feel yourself being free and rich and empowered and successful and happy and inspired and full of energy. Standing tall like Rocky, like a superhero. Fit and strong and healthy. Vital. Feeling your vitality. Feeling young. Feeling full of energy. Full of creativity, full of excitement, full of joy, full of hope, full of confidence, your feet firmly planted, feeling tall like a 10,000 foot high sequoia tree, but you're also agile, you're flexible, you're open, you're mobile, you're free, you're adventurous, with immense clarity. And knowing and confidence. You're excited. You're joyful. You're inspired. You're feeling courageous. Feeling like a winner. Feeling like a champion. Feeling successful. And then go, yes! Feel free. Yes! Feel generous. Yes! Feel your generosity. Feel your clarity. Feel powerful. Feel rich. Feel opulent. Feel rich. Feel rich. Yes, feel the relief of being rich. Feel the excitement of being rich. Feel the power of being rich. Feel the ease of being rich. Feel the freedom of being rich. Feel the generosity of being rich. How generous you are able to be because you are rich. Feel the posture of being rich. Tall, confident. Feel the admiration of being rich. The admiration you have for yourself, the admiration that other people have for you because you're generous, you're loving, you're kind. Feel the inspiration of being rich. You're inspired to do and create amazing things. Feel the creativity of being rich. You're able to create lots of amazing things and you've got the money and the power to do it. Feel the unlimited possibilities of being rich. You allow for unlimited possibilities to come into your life. Feel the time freedom of being rich. You have all the time to do whatever you want, whenever you want. Feel the trust of being rich. People trust you. You trust yourself. You trust your guidance. Feel the fame of being rich. It's fun being rich. Feel the joy and exhilaration of being rich. Feel the fun of being rich. It's very fun, isn't it? I am rich. I'm rich in a multitude of ways. I'm rich in money. I'm rich in spirit. See, because you're not just, money's not just about riches. Riches aren't just about money. You're rich in spirit. You're rich in source. You're rich in mind. You're rich in power. You're rich in body. You're rich in health and vitality. You're rich in youth and fitness. You're rich in flexibility and longevity and good looks and sexuality. And you're rich in wealth and abundance. And you're rich in clarity and rich in freedom. And you're rich in joy and happiness. I am rich in creation. I am rich in posture and confidence. I am rich in inspiration. I am rich in knowledge and awareness. I am rich in kindness and compassion. I am rich in generosity. I'm rich in fun and excitement. I am rich in adventure. I'm rich in travel. I'm rich in support. I'm rich in friends. I'm rich in champions and eagles in my life with great vision. I'm rich in opportunities and investments. I'm rich in business savvy. I'm rich with source connection and connection to the universe and creativity. I'm rich in my connection to creation and nature. I'm rich in unconditional love. I'm rich in trust and faith. I'm rich in surrender and allowance. I'm rich in nature. I'm rich in opulence and miracles and synchronicities and magic and sensuality. I'm rich in beauty and charm. I'm rich in success. Now feel the richness of this planet and this universe. Say yes! Feel the immense abundance and well-being of this planet and this universe. Feel the richness of source. Yes! Feel the riches in your vortex of creation. Feel connected to the stream of well-being and abundance. Feel connected to the universe of creation. Yes! Feel connected to source. Feel connected to the force of attraction. Yes! Feel vital and alive. Yes! Feel full of life. Yes. Feel full of the force of creation. Yes. The energy of creation. Feel happy. Feel inspired. I can do anything. I'm invincible. Yes. Source and myself are an unlimited force of creation, power, fun, and adventure. Yes. Feel yourself as the source master of creation. You truly are. Yes. I am a source master of creation. Feel full of source energy. Yes. Feel full of creative energy. Yes. I have the power to be, do, and have whatever I want. I can create anything. Yes. Whatever I want comes to me easily. Yes. I expect it and it comes. Yes. I allow it and it comes. Yes. I expect whatever I want to come to me, and it does easily and effortlessly. Yes, I am a master of allowance and expectation. Yes, I am completely clear and confident, and I expect success. So, of course, I succeed at everything. Success is easy because it is my natural state. I am a force of success. Success is my natural state. Yes, I know who and what I am, and I know what I want, and I know how to get whatever I want. Yes, I love my clarity. I'm having fun. Yes, I'm here to have fun. I am a beacon of joy and fun. Yes, money, wealth, riches, and opportunities flow to me continually and easily. Yes, whatever I desire comes to me easily. Yes, I desire it and it comes. Yes, I allow it and it comes. Yes, I enjoy the desire of it, the deliciousness of my desires, and they come to me easily and effortlessly. Yes, I enjoy the deliciousness of my desires, and they come to me easily and effortlessly. Yes, I enjoy the journey and excitement of creating my desires into physical reality. Yes, it is so much fun creating my desires into physical reality. Yes, everything is easy for me. Yes, everything always goes my way. Yes, everything always works out in my favor. Yes, feel your strength, your power, your confidence, your clarity, your certainty. Yes, I have the confidence, posture, and clarity of a king, a captain, a leader, a general. Yes, I have the confidence and posture and clarity of a billionaire. A champion investor. I am the leader that other leaders want to follow. I have the confidence and posture of my source. I have the confidence and posture of a superhero with superpowers. I am invincible. I am a champion. Yes, I am a winner. I am a champion. Yes, I am a winner. I am a champion. Yes, I am a beacon of success. I am a beacon of prosperity. I am a beacon of freedom. I am a beacon of wealth. I am a beacon of inspiration. Yes. So now you've taken the charge off of your feelings of regret and shame and guilt about the past. You've created leverage on yourself to get over your fears by making the pain of not getting over your fears unbearable. And you've created the most powerful leverage of all, the building of immense pleasure about achieving your dreams and desires. So use this technique about all of your fears, but make sure you're spending more time anchoring in the pleasure than dealing with the past. In fact, in my opinion, you don't need to do the animation erasure technique more than once or twice on any issue. And then just incorporate your anchored affirmations into your daily success rituals routine in your hour of power. Because our main focus is to build positive belief by focusing on what you want every day. Therefore, creating what you want that brings you the joy, the love, the health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. So, take these techniques, these affirmations that I did, write your own that suit you, what you want in your life. Use this technique of anchoring those emotions and feelings, those affirmations into you, firing them off with yes or some sort of other physiological things that is exciting. Have fun with this process and have fun guiding your life with pleasure and guiding your life with your very powerful anchored affirmations, and have fun living your dreams. Now, if you need help with this process of getting over some specific issues that seem to be controlling or disempowering your life, I'm very happy to offer you a free consultation to help you vanquish your fear monster and become the courageous, confident, empowered master of creation that you truly are, to help you create and attract your dreams and desires into your life. Just go to freesession.info. That's freesession.info. I look forward to working with you and playing with you and helping you create the life of your dreams. That's freesession.info. Now, that session is normally valued at around $97, and I will only be offering free sessions for a limited time. So take advantage of that offer or miss out forever and experience tons of pain, of regret because you took no action and your fears are still running your life. That's freesession.info. So, hope you got something from this. Use this technique over and over again. use these affirmations and similar affirmations you write yourself every day in your hour of power or your 30 minutes to thrive to prepave your way every day to create the magical, abundant, happy, healthy, wealthy, and life that you truly desire. Thank you for watching this video. Please share with your friends. Bless some of these amazing teachings. Make sure you send them video number one and video number two. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for lots of self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, and support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious creator of reality, to create the life of your dreams. Go get yourself a copy of my free book, audio and video series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction. Easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality at top10secrets.info. That's top10secrets.info. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to prepare your lifestyle and your business to unlimited heights of success. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!